Coming to you from Cary, North Carolina, and Jackson, Michigan, it's the Get Options Podcast with your hosts, Adam Silver and Kyle Maurer. This is the show where your WordPress questions are given some serious and not so serious options. And here they are.
Well, hello and welcome to episode 48 of the Function Get Option Podcast, the irreverent fun advice show with your life with WordPress. I'm Adam Silver with my friend, my compatriot, my cohort in crime, Mr. Kyle Maurer. Say hi, Kyle.
Hi, Kyle. What's up, dude? How's it going today?
It's good. It's we're ahead of schedule for this morning.
Are we?
Well,
look,
for the morning aspect of this morning, yes, I am.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah,
good.
I got up crack of dawn. I stretched a bit, went to Starbucks. Got a ton of work done, actually, in 2 hours. WordCamp Raleigh stuff.
Right.
Yeah, so I did that. and what else did I do? Cleaned up my desktop as far as my computer desktop. You know, just it was getting too crazy. Yeah, now here we are.
Yeah, yeah. We've both got a lot of stuff going on in life, a lot of different priorities.
Yeah.
But number one is our listeners of this podcast.
Absolutely, tootly.
Number one.
I was going to say, I also looked into, as crazy as it sounds, I was reviewing some notes that I had on grad school for myself. And the reason being is because on this Monday, 2 days after the show comes out, or 2 days before the show comes out, my wife and daughter are heading to some college tours for my daughter, which is crazy.
Right. Because back when you were going to school, women weren't allowed to go.
Wow. send all the hate mail to Kyle at Get Options. No. At least you said women versus, you know, there were no colleges then, or I was with the Seneca. I went to college with Seneca or something.
Oh, I just know it was a long time ago.
Right.
I didn't know on then because I wasn't alive.
Anyway, so so that's what they're doing. So I'm looking for myself also. I'm like, do I want to go to grad school? I want that formality of something. Just don't know what the program is that I'm looking for. I thought I did, and I'm just like second guessing myself. Anyway, what else is going on since last week?
Oh man, I don't know. It's just been a fun week. I've been watching lots of nature shows.
Yeah, we talked about that actually, like during the week, and it's funny. I really enjoy them as well, and I have very fond memories. Here's the funniest thing: is I have fond memories of watching. There was a show back in the day, like back in the late 70s, early 80s, and I'd watch it with my father. And it was like this man's voice, and talking about the nature, and you know, just that essence of. I don't know how to word it, but it was just really intense. But it's just fond memories of sitting in my dad's lap, or you know, sitting in the den, is what we used to call it. You know, he'd be in his recliner, and we'd just watch these nature shows. And cut to yesterday, literally yesterday, the day before recording this episode, I was watching Earth 2, episode 1, about islands with all three of my kids because they were off yesterday from school. So we all sat there for an hour and watched it all together. And I was just like, I looked over to my side and kind of grinned to myself. I didn't want them to call them out on it, but I'm like, they're all watching nature show with me. This is awesome.
Wow. That's really special.
It really was. It was kind of neat.
Oh man. I love that.
And, you know, and I don't know how they got some of that footage in Earth 2. That's amazing.
You mean Planet Earth 2?
Planet Earth 2. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, it's incredible. And the first episode, the one with like the baby lizard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Unreal.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I'm gripping my seat and yelling at this TV.
I'm like, go faster! We called the one iguana lizard that got away from the snakes.
Yes,
we named him Fred. we all said Fred. Okay, so we're like, yay, Fred got away.
It is nuts, man. Yeah. Nature is just full of so much drama and humor.
Yeah,
just so much more than
what we are our day to day.
Even able to artificially create in our own entertainment,
and I
get more from those nature shows
It puts things in perspective in the vastness of the planet. It really does, because we are so focused sometimes on our little bubble. You know,
talk about perspective. That's what I get a lot from some of these shows, especially those where the plight of the animals is so desperate.
Yeah, right.
We've got emperor penguins that are shuffling along in the freezing cold for almost like 50 miles one way to get food and maybe make it back and see their little chick.
Right.
And lions trying to hunt in the Namib Desert, and it's so scarce, and you get that one chance and you better make it or you're going to starve to death. And baby sea turtles making that mad dash for the sea. Meanwhile, we're like, oh, our life is so hard. I'm not going to get to watch the game tonight.
Right.
I've got practice on the same night, or I just ate at a restaurant and they were out of sweet potato fries, or I can't figure out how to get my Facebook pixel tracking correctly. Life is so hard.
It's true. It's true. I know. I'm actually thinking now I might have to do a talk about like how Planet Earth 2 made me a better WordPress developer. I don't know.
I would like that.
Seriously. I'd
be totally down with that. We should do that. Something like that.
Yeah.
The next WP battle round could be themed around like wilderness nature.
And something would be cool. And hey, speaking of next, the WP battle round and Battle Creek, Michigan. See what I did there? There's a segue.
Oh.
I'm going to drop a name. Whose name am I dropping?
Battle Creek, Michigan. I don't know anybody who lives in Battle Creek, or do I?
Do you? It is actually the one and only Sarah Dunn.
What about Sarah?
She's awesome. That's all. Yeah.
Oh.
And battle wise, I told her, I recently spoke to her. Actually, I'll tell you right now. So I spoke to her yesterday. She is on Kitchen Sink podcast episode 214. So I interviewed her.
Oh, super cool. Man, she's popping up everywhere.
Well, yeah, she put a request out. That was one of her challenges to herself. So I helped appease that. But I mentioned to her that we may see each other at the next WordCamp Ann Arbor this year. And I said, maybe if we plan it early enough, we might bring back the rap battle.
Whoa.
And she's like, do it. She's like, do it. She's so excited.
Rumors.
I know, right? She's so excited. She's like, that'd be so awesome. So
anyway. Be careful how high you set that bar for us this year.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. So we'll see. Anyway. So
we shall see.
Yeah.
We shall see.
Anyway.
And she was just on the Matt report too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I've still got to listen to.
And she was on the Matt report. And she also did one. Was that the live episode?
Yes.
That was yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, yesterday from the day of this recording, which was a couple of days ago from the time when this comes out.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
All right, man.
Yeah. The nature shows, battles, life, death.
Parenting.
Okay. Yeah. Moving on. So, hey, this is the time where we want to talk about news.
Yeah. Here we go.
This is the point at which we do talk about everything that's new.
That's right. So there's only one thing in the news at the moment that you put in the show notes. You want to mention it?
Yeah. The coolest thing that I've come across recently is WordSesh is coming back. Do you remember WordSesh?
I do.
Yeah. Yeah. They did. It was an annual online WordPress conference, which they did 4 years in a row, I think.
Didn't SiteGround sponsor that?
I think it did. Scott Basgard was the lead for that.
Okay.
Now, our good friend from Grand Rapids, Michigan, Brian Richards of WP Sessions fame and many other things, has taken over WordSesh completely. And that's now one of his projects, and he's booting it up again.
Cool.
And we've been in talks with it because we're one of the sponsors for the event now. And
who's we? Sandhills?
Yeah, Sandhills Development.
Gotcha.
And
I thought maybe it was you and I. I thought maybe Get Options was a sponsor. I'm like, we're a sponsor of this? What?
Right, Get Options. Yeah, we are.
Could we? That'd be awesome. I'm down for $50.
Funny enough, that's all it costs.
Sweet.
Yeah, can you believe it? Anyway, he's got an amazing speaker lineup, which I've seen.
Oh,
I'm not sure if it's public yet.
It's not, because clearly I
looked at it and I'm leaking that it's awesome.
It must be great because I'm not on it.
Yeah. That's weak. Go to wordsesh.com, check it out. It's an online conference that's going to be like 12 hours straight of some of the best presenters in our industry dropping some major knowledge for WordPress seniors and veterans and developers and whoever. People like us will get a lot of value from this awesome event.
Yeah, I used to watch them the first couple years. I'd watch when you can, like you said, it's 12 or 24 hours, whatever it was back in the day. It was 24 hours, I think, the first year or two.
It used to be 24 hours. Yeah. I think Grant's just doing 12 hours.
Okay, yeah, because he's a slacker. That's why. No, I'm kidding. No, he's not a slacker. I'm surprised he's actually doing it. Isn't he expecting any day now or by then?
Expecting what? Oh, that's coming soon.
Okay, yeah. Like right after that. I think right before that. So that's why, but he can probably pull it off and do 12 hours. What we're talking about is a baby. Sure. They're expecting a kid.
Yeah, another child. They are.
A third boy, if I'm honest.
He doesn't have to leave home for it.
True.
There's that.
Yeah. Yeah, I like Ryan and Katie. They're awesome. So
they super much are.
Yeah. Okay. So that's it in the news. Yeah, I don't think I saw anything else newsworthy. That's, I mean, at least at the moment to share. I mean, you know.
So. I saw a lot of articles, but none of them interested me.
The only thing I saw, which, you know, it's barely, well, it's 4.9.5 will be out by the time the show comes out. And it's another maintenance update release. No Gutenberg. Okay, moving on.
Sure, sure. Yeah, if you want to know that stuff, you listen to the Kitchen Sinks show.
Wow. Yeah, that's right. Fine with me. That's right.
Yeah.
All right. What else do we want to do? Anyone, how about this? Let's just do this real quick. Oh, yeah. Anything? Anyone on the move?
Not that I know.
I haven't turned any jobs down.
Not today, not this morning.
No, okay. So, all right. And then the next segment, of course, would be...
What you wearing, what you reading, what you drinking now? What you wearing, what you reading, what you drinking now?
I love it. Actually, when I started the interview with Sarah, she's like, are we going to do that? I'm like, that's so funny.
No,
she's awesome. So I'm just wearing a Jetpack shirt. Is this Jetpack?
Yeah, that is.
It's Jetpack from like WordCamp US 2015 or something. Wearing a hoodie, WordCamp Chicago, and I'm drinking my second cup of Java from the Bucks of Star because I was out this morning working.
Very nice. Hustling like a pro.
Yeah.
You're out and already back.
Yeah.
And I'm still like in my pajamas.
So what do you
mean? But I am wearing an Optin Monster t-shirt. And a Mojo Marketplace hoodie.
Okay.
Sipping my second cup of coffee.
Nice.
Crazy. I don't usually go for that second cup.
Right. Yeah. I mean, he never drinks a second cup of coffee at home. So you don't even know what that means, do you? If I say he never drinks a second cup of coffee at home, do you know what that's referencing?
That sounds like an ad campaign that I've seen.
It was back in the 80s.
What was it for?
Like Folgers, I think. Let me look it up real quick. Hold on.
I believe you. I believe you.
Drinks. Never. Oh, here it is. Here it is. It's from U-Ban. It's U-Ban. 1970s commercial. That's awesome.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
So here it is.
That's super funny.
Oh, sure you can't stay for more coffee?
You can't hear it, but...
You know, I'd love another cup.
Okay, I just played part of it in the background there. That's awesome. All right. Oh, the good old days before you were born. All right, moving on. Hey, you know what time it is, Kyle?
It's the time of the season for loving.
No. That's right. It's questions time. You sent them in. We read them. We researched them. And now it's time to give you... some options. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yeah,
here we go.
I guess so.
It's time. So I will ask this first one. This one's first sent in by Sally. Is it Gradle? Gradle?
Yeah.
Gradle? Go with that. She says, there are many networking meetups in my area. How do I choose the ones that are best for networking for new businesses?
Mm. Yeah. Thanks for the question, Sally.
Fantastic question.
Super good, super good. Networking groups, right? Who goes to networking groups anymore? Am I right? I mean, what's the point of working remotely if you're still going out and mingling? We have Slack now, people. Mm-hmm. Like, we have 21st century networking. There's no longer any need to get haircuts, rehearse your elevator pitch, carry business cards, or wear pants. We've made it. We can build our businesses and experience life entirely through our computer screens at home. This is great. Hallelujah.
Right. And not only that, but I would also add to the fact that you really want to, if you can, get a, what's the word? Not a drone, but almost a avatar that you can control remotely. So if you do need to leave, it won't be really you leaving the house. What was that movie with Bruce Willis?
Bruce Willis. I didn't see it, probably.
Bruce Willis. Hold on, I'm going to look it up. Because as you said, that movie...
The Sixth Sense, probably.
That's
Die
about...
Hard.
No, with...
Moonrise Kingdom.
What?
These are Bruce Willis movies.
Actually, I'll just do this one. I'll just Google Bruce Willis movies. Let's see. Hold on. It's
This is just a classic example. We don't watch the same movies.
Well, okay. It's not Die Hard Hudson. What was it called?
Are you sure it was Bruce Willis?
Absolutely.
Are you sure it wasn't Arnold Schwarzenegger?
100%. You'll know the movie once I tell you what it's called here in a second.
I don't think I'm going to know it. That's not ringing any bells.
Really?
watch the same movies.
There's a movie with Bruce Willis. What's it called? I'm looking at his whole list here. He's done a lot of movies. Hold on a second. Keep talking about something.
I really liked Moonrise Kingdom, but I like a lot of Wes Anderson.
Oh, Surrogates. It's called Surrogates.
Yeah, I never saw it.
It's actually interesting. It's about a future where we never leave our houses. Back to that concept of what, you know, how do you get out and meet people and networking groups to, you know, versus being online. I think your option of not leaving the house is not a beneficial one.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Shots fired.
My first option would be you first want to pick the most expensive one to join or participate in to go to that one. And that's an option. Or the one that gets under your skin in a sense that it's really annoying yet intriguing. That's the one you want to pick.
Oh, yeah.
That's an option.
Dude, we always hate it when our clients make their decision based entirely on price. Is that what you're telling people to do?
In this case, yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Double standard.
another option would be is you want to be a part of a supportive network of like-minded individuals, you know, where you can get ideas and advice from others that you respect. And it takes time to figure out who those groups might be, right?
Right. Right. Yeah, you don't want to hang out with anybody who has contrary opinions to you, who thinks differently, who is different. They should be like-minded. They need to be just like you.
Well, I think a close alignment on certain aspects, yes. I think
maybe alignment of purpose.
Maybe. I mean, to be helpful in, you know, and supportive, you know, and if you're looking for a networking group, if someone starts come up to you and right away starts talking about politics or religion, then, you know, that might not be the right type of networking group you're looking for. Because it may not want to be the people you want to surround yourself with. And as far as the cost, yeah, some groups do cost money. And that's an investment. That's how I always look at it. Not an expense, per se.
True, true. There are free and paid groups that are dedicated to networking. That's the whole purpose of the group is for networking.
Do you want to mention?
I've participated in both.
Yeah, you want to mention the one that you joined for a while and I had just not joined recently? BNI.
BNI is one of the most famous, and like it's an international organization. So most towns have a BNI chapter.
Multiples.
Or multiple. I live in a small town, and last I checked, they were like two or three,
I think,
BNI chapters here.
Between Raleigh, Cary, Apex, between where I live and like this little, in Durham, like the triangle area, I guarantee you there are about 25.
That's a lot.
There's a lot. Maybe 20. Yeah, there's a lot of groups.
And there are even others that function similarly to BNI.
Without the fees, necessarily.
Some do have.
Right. But BNI always has a fee. There's initiation. And the way BNI works, just for those who don't know, it's one person per category, meaning like one web developer, one photographer, one real estate agent. But within that, there is a division of if you're an insurance or a lawyer or real estate, you can actually say one real estate agent that does commercial real estate, one agent that does a residential, one lawyer for this. So you can actually have multiple lawyers, but no overlap in what they're going to be pitching. And then the way it works is, from a BNI perspective, you are kind of required to bring guests. You're supposed to bring leads to everybody else every week. You know,
you're supposed to attend.
And that's another thing I was going to mention as an option to find one. You want to participate. You want to find one that's consistent, at least every other week. I think if you go monthly, it can be almost too long to go. I don't know. I mean, once a month isn't terrible.
Yeah.
But it depends on where you are with your business, honestly, Sally. If you're just starting out, you want to go a little bit more often to get some exposure. If you're not just starting out, you just want to kind of have a place to go to reconnect, then once a month could work, you know.
Yeah. And when we think about this topic, I think it's Adam and I will have our inclination will be to give advice about how to make the most out of these.
Yeah.
Out of these groups. And that would be another good follow-up question, I think, just like if I'm in a networking group, how do I make the most out of it? Mm-hmm. And that's a fun topic
because
you know, we've been in networking groups a lot and we can probably look back on some that we were in where we didn't get a lot of value and others that we did. And what's the difference? That's important. I think that for these, as with most any group or community, you get out what you put in. And not just like monetarily, but the time and effort that you put into a group directly correlates with the amount of value you're going to get back. The people that I've seen really rock those networking groups are the ones that find the right group of people and invest in the group by working on educating everyone in the group. doing a great job of explaining in different ways each time how they bring value.
Right.
I used to know a chiropractor who was really great at this. And every week, most of the people in the group would get their 30 seconds to give their elevator pitch and introduce themselves. And most people would stand up and give the same pitch every time. And it would kind of, you would kind of zone out because you're like, oh, I've heard the window washing guy and the supplements lady say right. the same thing 20 times. But this chiropractor guy that I knew, he was awesome. Each time he would stand up and he'd give a quick lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And teach us, and everybody would be captivated, right. and everybody would think this guy knows his stuff.
And that takes practice, and it's good, and it takes not just practice; it takes preparation, and it really does. And it's smart to do. I mean, if you're going to go once a month, prepare yourself to be there and be present, and don't have your phone out at the table while someone's talking about upcoming events. Pay attention.
You
know?
Yeah,
I mean that's a, totally. Yeah, you know, I agree. I mean, I agree. I think that 30-second spot, you have 30 seconds, for some people is an eternity, and some people it's too short. They just you know they droll on. Some people just don't know what to say. They get flustered. You know, and I've actually helped people. I was going to a Carrie Leeds group. It's free. It's once a week. I haven't gone in a few weeks because I've been traveling. And one of the women who's in she's in banking, and she's always nervous. She told me, and she'd get flush red and like the splotchy neck and stuff. I told her, I forgot her name actually. I mentioned her. I said, just keep in mind, nobody wants you to fail when you do your 30-second spot. Just take a breath. It takes 4 or 5 seconds. Just stand up, introduce yourself, and tell people how you can help them. Nobody wants you to fail. And she's like, oh, and so she did it. And she like sat down, and we were during open networking time when we were talking to people at the table we were all at. She leaned over. She goes, thank you so much. That was so helpful. I'm like, there you go. So that was my gift to her.
Yeah,
you know,
that's a good lesson. Yeah. And people do not. The point of these networking groups is largely to help pass referrals to each other.
Yeah,
and for some, you know, for you, Adam, to be able to pass a referral to me, you really have to understand how I can help people, and right. not just like what's on a business card,
right?
Not just like Kyle sells this or that, but like. You have to understand the stories that I have. You have to understand the skills I have, the use cases where I am extremely beneficial. And that takes serious education. You have to look at these members of these groups as like kind of like students of yours that you need to educate. And that takes time. It may take months before everyone in the group is educated enough to effectively pass qualified referrals your way. But you've got to put in the effort. And the other thing that I'd say about groups is that groups dedicated to networking are pretty cool if your business is the right kind of fit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not in a business right now where traditional networking groups are very useful for me just because of how my customer base works. But I used to be, and right. I found a lot of value from them. But there are actually a lot of other groups that aren't quote networking groups that can be really useful. There are a lot of hobby and interest based groups, which you know, this maybe is no brainer advice. Maybe Sally's already participating in some of these, but Sally, if you're doing anything like SEO or marketing or working with tech or obviously WordPress meetups, I guess, these are all very likely accessible to you in your area. Look at hobby and interest based groups. And think of them in a similar way as an opportunity for you to get out, interact with your local community, meet people. And if you want to network with your community, it doesn't have to be just with a networking group.
Right. I mean, Chamber of Commerce technically is a networking group. In one aspect, yeah. When you go to these meetings, if you go to those luncheons, you know, but you have to join. There's a fee for that. But you're going to be then in a directory, you know, for again. Yeah. It just takes time to find it. I didn't join the chamber here, any of the little three towns I'm in or around. I recently joined City Club. I think I mentioned that to you. Did I tell you that?
I don't remember that.
So City Club is an international, also a national thing. So it's a business networking association type of thing. It's usually part of a downtown, connected to golf courses and resorts for business socialization, for one. And from what I'm trying to do with my agency, when I felt that was the best use of my time and investment. And there's a monthly fee, and you know, they actually had a March Madness discount for the initiation plus the monthly for the first year. So I'm looking at it as an investment, and I'm going to put time in. I'll go down at least once a week and have lunch. And it's there's actually a dress code there. You can't wear jeans. You got to wear a collared shirt or in a jacket, which I also like as well. It kind of levels me up because, you know, as you and I know, we're wearing hoodies right now. You know,
yeah,
gets me cleaned up at least once a week. I'll go down. So
I do appreciate that. That's one of the reasons I participate so consistently in Toastmasters.
There's actually a Toastmasters, an advanced Toastmasters at City Club, and I was actually asked already if I wanted to participate because they know I'm a speaker.
Right.
So I might
think about it.
Connect with them on that as well.
Yeah. I like it. It's an opportunity for me to get cleaned up once a week and go out.
Right.
And I think it's really important. I've talked to anybody who's getting started with remote work for the first time. I always give kind of the same advice. Like, you don't appreciate it now. You're not going to notice it right away. But burnout and isolation sneak up on you. Mm-hmm. You won't see it coming, but you will experience it suddenly. And I think that we need to be responsible and just like commit to something, some kind of routine, not like whenever we feel like it, whenever there's nothing else going on, we're going to go attend a meetup, but like commit to having something in your schedule that you get out for.
Right. Well, I agree. All right. I think we answered it pretty well. I'm pretty confident in that answers, options, et cetera. Let's move it on.
All right. The next question comes to us from our very dear friend, Sarah Dunn. She asks
twice in one episode.
Unbelievable. Jeez. I know you are all into podcasts. I don't know how Sarah knows this.
I don't know either.
How do you know? So what's the best podcast episode you've listened to recently and why? Thank you for the great question.
Yeah, thank you very much, Sarah Dunn. I would say I have two options I guess I could give, but the first one would be HOA episode 53. For those who don't know.
Oh, okay. WP Roundtable, episode 53.
Hangouts on
air. That would have been, I'm guessing, when we had a very certain special guest on our show.
So that would be the episode I was on back in April 20th, 2015 on WP Roundtable. I'm kidding.
Wow, coming up on 3 years.
Yeah, right?
Crazy.
Yeah, it is. But actually, the reality is that the true, not option, but the answer to her question is I recently listened to Laura Merican. She was interviewed on How I Built This over on NPR's show. She's the Laura Barr story. And I thought her story was pretty darn interesting and how she played college volleyball. She had this idea for health food and she worked at Whole Foods and she came up with this product. And it was just, I like that story from her. So I thought hers was pretty cool. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I definitely did not pick one.
Okay.
Because that's not my style.
Right. Right.
Even though the question asks for what is the best. Mm-hmm. I have a list.
Okay.
Here's a few that I strongly endorse and thought were super great and recommend people listen to. One, this one's old, but it always comes to mind when people ask about great podcast episodes. It's one of the coolest episodes I can remember ever listening to, and it's actually from March 2014.
Oh, wow.
But this is an episode of the Shop Talk Show.
Oh.
A special called One-on-One with a Hacker.
Okay.
And so this was a really neat episode. Shop Talk Show is a front-end development podcast.
Oh, that's right. I remember that. I remember you mentioned that to me before. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Dave Rupert and Chris Coyer have been hosting it for many years. And I love the show. And on this episode, Chris Coyer interviews the hacker who hacked him.
That's
hacked
awesome.
His website. And somehow, under a pseudonym, he got in touch with this guy and interviews him on the show and talks all about that experience and what this hacker does, how he uses all the tricks that he uses to infiltrate people's accounts and just like take over people's stuff for his gain. That was fascinating. So a little bit, I'll pick out the pace here because I got a few more. I love James Bond movies.
Okay.
I'm guessing you don't.
I love James Bond movies.
Okay.
Hey, we watch the same movies.
Hey, all right. I've seen everyone.
So have I. Multiple times.
There's a podcast called James Bonding.
And I didn't know that.
In episode 65, they reviewed the film Octopussy with Roman Mars. Do you know who Roman Mars is?
Not sure.
He's one of the founders of Radiotopia.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
He's the host of 99% Invisible.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is an amazing podcast. Super good. Everybody needs to subscribe. But he joined the James Bonding guys on that podcast to talk about that episode. And that was really good. I loved it because I love everything about it. Song Exploder is a great show. I think that's on the Radiotopia Network. And recently they did an episode with Nine Inch Nails talking about a new song called The Lovers. And that was just super weird because Nine Inch Nails, Trent Reznor is like super weird. And the music is crazy. And the story behind it is bizarre. We both listened to a show called Reply All.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that. There are a couple episodes that stand out. Recently, The World's Most Expensive Free Watch was a great
episode. That was a great one.
Interesting.
That was
sure.
Very cool.
Go back a couple months, and Long Distance was also a really good two-part
episode. I didn't know about the show until more recently. The one I just listened to that on that one was also the one about the one about being someone getting the stop using torrents. Did you hear that one?
Oh
the pirated TV show from Girls. Yeah, the person reached out for help getting like how this happened to my Wi-Fi kind of thing, and it turned out it was a roommate's ex-boyfriend.
Right.
Yeah,
so they do these like deep investigations.
Yeah.
We figure out so there's something on the internet that most of us just pass over, but they dive in and say like, what's actually working behind the scenes here?
Right, right.
Not in like a technical way.
No. Light. So it's interesting. It's informative depth, but not over the head of it's consumable as well.
Yeah
anyway.
Totally.
All right.
There's a show I listen to sometimes called Mystery Show that's kind of new, and they recently had an episode called Source Code where the host of the show solves random mysteries for listeners, and the mystery was how tall is
it's too tall.
No shoot. What's the actor's name who's in, what is that one guy's name? Okay, it's an actor. It's a,
what's the name of the show again? I'll look it up real quick.
Yeah, Mystery Show, Source Code. That's the name of the movie.
Source Code, the movie?
Who's the star of Source Code? Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. How tall is Jake Gyllenhaal? And it turned into like a really hilarious crazy episode. I listen to Joe Rogan's show sometimes.
He's 5'11". Okay, that's all.
that came from the show.
Yeah, I know.
He interviewed Reggie Watts not too long ago, and I love Reggie Watts. Anything with Reggie Watts on it is amazing. He's one of the most talented people like ever. Hidden Brain is something I always listen to on NPR.
Okay, you know, she asked for one episode.
I'm like halfway there.
Okay? Oh, my God.
Her iRobot episode about just humans interacting with robots was amazing. I love the recent series that Embedded is doing. Every one of those episodes, that's all I'll say about it. Bob W.B. Neighborhood recently interviewed Andrea Middleton, and I always love her interviews. This one was really good. Mm-hmm. She always has great, inspiring things to say. There's a show I listen to called Very Bad Words. And episode 9, they talked about swearing in foreign languages. And that was fascinating.
Hmm.
Just to hear about not just the language for these curses, but like the culture behind what these other cultures consider profane.
Right. Well, I mean, I have a story there. When I was in Poland, I was about 13 or 14, and short version is there's no exact translation for what I had heard playing soccer with some kids in Poland. And so I went back to my mom every day after hanging out with these kids in the neighborhood, and I said something to her, and she's like, I said the words, and she's like, oh. And then I translated it best I could, and it, you know, it was I'll keep the show clean, it was a hole, you know, but it's not, but it's not really, so it's literally the sentence, I'll say it, it's Gówno na Paczyko, right? It's two words, and it translates into technically, just for fair warning, if there's any kids listening or right now, you might want to turn them off. It's not a bad, it's the S version of poop, right? So guvna is poop, we'll say the S version. And napatikos means on a stick.
Okay.
But the translation, the closest thing I could come up with at 14 was a-hole, right? So my mom's like, yeah, close enough, because there is no exact translation. So you're right. I love that aspect about foreign languages and bad.
There are some really weird ones in that episode. I love to talk about that.
Yeah.
And I've been listening to Philosophy Bites a little bit.
Wow.
That's a great, pretty condensed show. And the Right to Exclude episode fascinated me. It really made me think about international borders and immigration differently than I've ever had before. And lastly, all of these are trash compared to every episode of Revisionist History.
Oh,
so there.
Yeah, you like that one. Yeah.
I love that show. Yeah.
Okay.
There we go.
And real quick, do you listen at real time or do you listen at 1x? I mean, 1.5 or what do you normally listen to at speed?
I listen at 1.75x.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, that seems about right for me.
Yeah, see, I can't go past like 1.4, 1.5. And if it's a British accent from somebody speaking, I have to go down slower because their voice is already technically, condensed, but there's a word for it, but it's almost too fast. I used to try to go to 2x, and then I felt stressed. I was like trying to keep up my brain, you know. So I do 1.4, 1.5, you know.
Okay.
So anyway, so there's a list for you. One heck of a list for you, Miss Sarah Dunn. So
I had to shorten it.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry.
I mean, I could go back and I could have gone back further. I just figured, you know what? Most recently, that's the one I liked a lot. I love those stories, you know. And I told Sarah that actually I have a couple new podcasts coming out next quarter. So. You know it's true. They're coming.
Yep, they're coming.
All right. That is it for the questions. And do we actually have a section?
Yeah,
yes, we do. Yes, we do. Here we go. The next segment is
Unorder List.
My Kale Inc. I don't know.
You jerk.
Flux capacitor.
Oh my gosh, what's your name? Okay, so we're doing unordered lists.
Here we go.
We'll just have to count. Oh, I have to do the second. I have to count you 30 seconds. You want to go first? You want me to go first?
You tell me yours first.
Okay. So, in 30 seconds, and I don't really have a sound effect for this. I really got to get a sound effect for this one, but it's okay. I'll just get a timer going here 1 second, because this is exciting stuff right here. It's a calculator, not a timer. Clock, stopwatch. Here we go. All right. So, in 30 seconds, actually, I'm going to do this way. Sorry. I'm going to go back to... 0, 30 seconds. Here we go. In 30 seconds or less, well, 30 seconds, name as many WP CLI commands as you can. Are you ready?
Oh, gosh. Are you kidding me? Are you serious right now? Commands?
Yeah, sure.
Some of them might be flags, and you won't know the difference. So
I'll have to trust you. Okay, ready? Okay. Go.
WP plugin. Activate, theme, install, user, create, let's see, WP, oh, everything that we have, EDD, payment, create, EDD, customer, create, EDD, download, create, and EDD, license, create.
Okay, that's it. I think that was 9. If I'm not mistaken, that might have been 9.
Okay, that's not too bad.
Not bad. No, hey, pretty good. Better than, you know, movies with God from a couple weeks back.
Oh, man. All day long I kept thinking of Morgan Freeman movies.
Yeah, of course.
That's really bad. Yeah.
I mentioned to Matt when I was at Miami. He's like, that's a good show. That's a good thing. He'll come on. He'll play with us one of these days.
That would be super fun. I would love that. I would be stressed about what to ask him.
Oh, I wouldn't be. I got it. Okay.
Okay. Here's your conundrum. You ready for it?
No. Let me get myself a timer. Okay.
Okay. Set the time.
Okay, you ready? I'm ready.
Your question is, your name in 30 seconds, as many people who have asked questions for this show as possible. Go.
Okay. Josh Ebby, Sarah Dunn. Sally Gradle. This episode counts. I'm looking right at it. Mike Hale. Has Dustin asked a question? Yes, Dustin Hartzler has asked a question for sure. I'm almost done. 2 more seconds. I got 5. That's it. I'm out.
Oh, come on. Okay.
All right. I'm like, that stuff. Oh, that was a good one. Dang it. I'm sure, like, now I'm gonna think of like all these other people, but
yeah, Ian Wilson asked also.
Oh, like, Ian Wilson
did too.
John Parkinson, I think, asked a question.
Yep,
now
yep.
I'm thinking of him, of course. Of yep. course. All right, well. All right, well, that was great. Lots of fun.
Super fun.
Super fun. All right, why don't you wrap us up? Take us out.
This show is for you.
You people.
You people. The people listening to this show and all those other great podcasts that I mentioned moments ago, and but we, mostly.
And we will list those. I'll have Kyle put those in the show notes. So we'll have a link to those shows that he mentioned in the show notes.
Dang, that's a lot of work, man.
Hey, you know, that's why you should have picked one. My show notes are done.
Regrets. Okay. We can just edit all those out in post. That's easier. All right. Thank you, listener, for listening to Get Options Podcast.
Wait. You say we can edit this all in post. You mean me.
Well, okay. You know, I support you. So it's a
you bring the looks to the show. I bring the technical skill.
People, let's say, I have a great face for podcasting.
Right. Okay. Go on. Finish this all up. Right.
We need a few more questions. The queue's getting a little bit low, and we want some interesting new stuff. We know that 2018 is a different year than 2017, actually. We know this. We did the research and we figured it out to be true. And there are different problems this year. You're facing new challenges that weren't on your radar last year. Or maybe there are some recurring challenges that you thought you would solve last year, but unfortunately you didn't write to Get Options and ask for just game-changing advice. And so you're still dealing with those problems. That's the reality that you're facing. So write your wrong, learn from your mistakes, just take this wisdom, write those questions to us so that we can help you, so that in 2019, you're not still dealing with the same challenges. This is serious, folks. You've got problems, we've got answers, and we also have a queue of questions that's getting pretty low. I want some more interesting stuff in there. Shoot them our way. You're not going to overwhelm us. Shoot us a lot of questions. That'd be great. I want some stuff to pick through. I want to be picky, okay? So email them to us, questions at getoptionspodcast.com. Go to getoptionspodcast.com, leave us a voicemail, which would be super fun, or dump them into our contact form. Thank you.
That's right. And you can follow us online. Kyle's at Mr. Kyle Maurer on Twitter. I'm over at Hey Adam Silver, and we are together over at get_options. So with that, say goodbye, Kyle.
Goodbye, Kyle.